Rush 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden taking a series of executive actions to help curb the influx of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border, including limiting the number of asylum seekers entering the country unlawfully if it reaches 2,500 for 7 consecutive days. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
This change would go into effect immediately. They say it is not permanent. So once the number of encounters goes down to about 1,500 for 14 consecutive days, then they would begin processing those claims again.
The Biden administration says it's still up to Congress to fix the problem, to fund, to help process asylum cases faster. The president's son, Hunter Biden, back in court for opening arguments in his federal trial. He's facing 3 felony charges related to buying a firearm in 2018 and allegedly lying on a form while abusing drugs. Hamas responding to the latest ceasefire release deal, saying it will not accept without guarantees for a permanent ceasefire. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 3 people are now facing criminal charges in connection with the 2020 fake electors scheme in Wisconsin. State Attorney General Josh Call is charging Kenneth Chesbro, James Troupas, and Michael Roman. The lawyers for Donald Trump orchestrated a plan for fake electors to file paperwork falsely, claiming Trump won Wisconsin and not Joe Biden. Wisconsin Democrats meet for their state convention in Milwaukee this weekend. State Party Chair Ben Wickler says they have a chance to take back the state assembly majority.
We are currently 35 out of the 99 seats. If Democrats win 15 seats, they get a 50-seat majority in the state assembly, and we're fighting for at least that number.
Wickler speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. One lane of the 40th Avenue West Bridge in Duluth has been reopened about 2 months after being hit by a truck that was hauling an excavator. According to the Minnesota Department of Transportation, only the southbound lane from the hillside towards the lake has been reopened after weeks of construction work. Residents will also be able to access the northbound ramp to I-35 and Oneonta Street, but drivers exiting from northbound I-35 will continue to be detoured. Repair work on the bridge began in mid-May. A new program aimed at addressing a teacher shortage will see student teachers at the University of Minnesota Duluth receive a $10,000 yearly stipend from the state. According to a Northern News Now report, the program seeks to help student teachers gain experience and advance in their career rather than letting them fall into debt. The school is just one of 8 in the state that are participating in the pilot program, and proponents of the program say paid internships are long overdue in the teaching industry. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers lose in Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Well, after facing the Cubs and the struggling White Sox last week, the Brewers now playing the team with the best record in the National League. The Phillies winning last night 3-1 over Milwaukee. A highlight was the warm reception received by Rhys Hoskins in his first game back in Philadelphia, where his career started. Manager Pat Murphy.
Fans showed that, you know, what this game's really all about. Rhys left an impression on this fan base like he will on ours. People already recognize who the guy is and recognize how he goes about his business and what a pro he is and what a teammate he is. He stole a base and also hit a homer.
Game 2 is tonight. The Brewers' third baseman, Joey Ortiz, named National League Rookie of the Month. Ortiz with 4 home runs, batting over .307 in the month of May. NFL, Packers continue OTAs in Green Bay. The team reviewing the playbook for this season. Practices in Green Bay running through this week. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Warm and muggy today, with high temperatures spiking to the low 80s. Showers and thunderstorms spark up this afternoon, with the potential to be strong to severe, continuing to drench us through the evening hours. High winds and hail are possible too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table. And it's like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talked to Law Forward about the latest efforts to make it harder for people in Wisconsin to vote. 11 o'clock, the public service announcement. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is the 4th of June. I had a slip up there for a second. It is a Tuesday. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. 6 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. And welcome in to hour number 2, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Always glad to have you along. Coming up in a moment, we're going to play a little text to win trivia. But first, I want to go also talk a little bit about the American Red Cross. Again, asking people to donate blood and platelets right now, severely needed. I have a cut from Scott Walker on what he thinks he might be able to do. And down in Texas, what up and what's going on in Texas? The GOP platform down there, the state platform, calling for Bible in schools and electoral changes that would essentially lock Democrats out of statewide office. We'll explain. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's first of all go to the phone lines, and we have Gene listening up in Eau Claire on the tap in the beautiful Chippewa Valley. Gene, thanks for calling in. What's up?
Well, thank you for the great show, and I strongly recommend the Lincoln Project to everybody. Look them up on YouTube or however, and they're outstanding. Thank you so much. Anyway, I just wanted to quick call in because I'll tell you, today I was watching the hearing where they're going after Merrick Garland again, and it was, I tell you, I was so sickened. You know, I had to call someone to chew them out, but I have to be careful. And, you know, and so it's one person with a D after their name was saying to Fauci, did you indict Donald Trump, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, in Manhattan? No. Did you appoint the DA in Manhattan? No. Did you have anything to do with the trial? You know, I mean, it's like, come on, you guys, are you idiots? And so anyway, I hope people get a chance to look at that because then they'll see what's really representing them. And I love what Tom always says from L.A., if they're spewing it, they're doing it. They were weaponizing the Judiciary Committee to go after Merrick Garland. So thank you for all the work you're doing, and you have a great rest of the day. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Gene. Really appreciate it. If you weren't with us, hour number one, great panel of guests today. Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor at Lincoln Project, brought along co-founder of Lincoln Project, Reed Galen, and of course, Elise Jordan of MSNBC, NBC, a political analyst, and also with the former Bush 2 White House and the National Security Council and the State Department. So it was a great show. You can always find it on the Civic Media app and look at it for podcast form wherever you get your podcasts. Let's go quickly back to the phone. Mark in Prayer to Sac. Mark, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Yeah, thanks. Something that came up in the previous hour about this roots back into the 1960s here. And I have in my hand, because I picked this up some years ago, now a few years back now, Look magazine, I found it at St. Vinny's, a Look magazine from January 26th of 1965, and the headline in the big article, for the big headline in the thing, aside from the picture of Julie Andrews on it, is that four special reports on Conspiracy USA, and the subtitle was The Frightened Far Right and How It Operates. And there's actually four articles in here on extremism within, you know, and, you know, kind of conservative roots to these thing. And one of them, that Frank Church, he wrote an article in here on the conspiracy on the far right. I mean, and how scary it is. I mean, that what they wanted to do. I mean, that they wanted, you know, kind of a totalitarian right wing government, and they planned, by 1969 to get that installed. And they got not Ronald Reagan, but Richard Nixon, who actually committed treason during his campaign, dealing treasonously with the North Vietnamese and the South Vietnamese during the campaign to upset any plans that, you know, Johnson had to have an end to the war. And it's continued. I mean, that
it has
they're
continued.
Predicting things back in 1965. I mean, that, that they're and just scary.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you, Mark. Mark from Purdensack. Mark, always appreciate the call. Thank you so very much. I mean, Mark's right. We had this discussion last hour with our great panel that, unfortunately, you know, since the late 60s, the Republican Party has changed. And now, as Stuart Stevens has said, it's become the party of Donald Trump and MAGA. That's not me talking. That's the Republican Party. That's the MAGA folks saying we are one in the same. Going to continue the calls in a moment, but first of all, at 11 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, time once again for Civic Media's Sconny Summer Text to Win Contest. And it's two bad feet on the dashboard. Young love and an old Ford. Cheap shades and a tattoo and a yoo-hoo. Bottle on the floorboard. Perfect song on the radio. Sing along, cause it's one we know. It's a smile, it's a kiss, it's a sip of wine. Ah, yes, once again, little Kenny Chesney announcing it is summertime. It is indeed summertime. Get your texting fingers ready. Open up that Civic Media app if you don't have it. You have about 45 minutes plus, 50 we'll call it, to go to your app store on your Apple or Android device. Download the Civic Media app if you don't have it, and then you can play along. And this is fantastic. What's up for grabs? Well, a Wisconsin Dells summer prize pack. All kinds of tickets and fun in a bag. And it's a summer prize pack, one of those an hour. And then once a day, we're going to give you a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats. Let me tell you, these are not your average brewer seat, you understand? These have cushion. They have cushions on them. They're fantastic. You kind of get your own entryway. There's an escalator up there. There you have your a concession stand just for that section. It's chill. It's relaxed. No big lines for the bathroom. You want to get these seats. And then two people are going to be grand prize winners. And you get your choice of the following unique summer staycation. A choice of either one. A Fort Atkinson cottage on the lake, including a pontoon boat. Number two, Lake Geneva. Who doesn't want to go to Lake Geneva? Lake Geneva stay at the Harbor Shores. And then number three, a beautiful Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. All right, you get one a choice of one of those if you're the grand prize winner. So here's what you do. You open up your Civic Media app, all right? And when it opens up, you'll see a list of radio stations. You can scroll down to the one near you. If for some reason you don't have one near you, it's all right. Just the first one is the Shaw in Waukesha. The second one is WMDX in Madison. Doesn't matter which one. Click on one of those. Then on the right-hand side of the screen, you'll see a little icon that says text. You click on that, all right? You click on that. It'll open it up to your text screen. Now you're all set to go, you understand? And here is the magic keyword for this hour. Text the following word right now. The word is vote. Vote. V-O-T-E. Vote. Text the word vote right now to your Civic Media app. for the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win giveaway. Oh my God, turn the music off for a second, Summer. The red lights have gone off. I have a violation here. Apparently, it's on me. I forgot to tell you, and the lawyers tell us this is important. This is a statewide contest. All right, it's the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win contest, statewide, not local, not it's a statewide contest.
You gotta be careful about that, Todd.
I gotta be careful because I may find myself under criminal indictment myself if I forget that again. But text the word right, and I'm not gonna give the word out last hour, but it was fantastic. I wish we would have had it, but I'm not. You know, I don't want to confuse people, so we're not gonna give that out. The word this hour is vote. Can you use that in a sentence? Why? As a matter of fact, I can. Don't forget to vote. V-O-T-E. Text the word vote. V-O-T-E. And I'm very excited because, again, Jane Matinier is throwing down the gauntlet. Jane and I are going on a little tour ourselves. We're going to kick it off next Tuesday here in Madison. Then on Wednesday, we're in Southwest Wisconsin, home of WRCE, the old home station in Richland Center. And then on Thursday, we're going up to Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley. And on Friday, we're ending the whole tour, Jane and Todd's On the Road tour, on Friday in the beautiful city of Amory. And we're going to be set up at the band shelter in Amory, right by near a lake there. It's going to be fantastic. And come on out. You can come out for Jane's show from 10 until noon, which we'll be broadcasting live. Or come out for our show from noon until 2. Bring a chair. And just chill out, maybe a sack lunch, and meet Jane, meet myself. So it'll be a lot of fun. So anyway, the key word right now on the Scotty Summer Civic Media Text to Win contest, go to the Civic Media app and text the word vote. V-O-T-E. Vote. All right? We'll be reminded you of it until you have about 45 minutes to get that done. Let's go back to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Let's go out to, speaking of Richland County, John, standing by in Boaz. John, about a minute and a half, it's all yours.
I would like to start out by reading Black's Law Dictionary. The word that I'm looking at is treason, T-R-E-A-S-O-N. The offense of attempting by overt acts to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance. Donald Trump, January 6th, insurrection. What is going wrong with this world, Todd?
Well, I think it's a question a lot of people have asked, John, that since he was so involved in the January 6th attempted insurrection, why? I mean, obviously the House impeached him for that second impeachment, and the Senate did not convict. But I think you're right that alone should have disqualified him. I mean, the party should have disqualified him, right? That's the first thing. The Republicans should have said, we're not going to have a guy who tried to overthrow the country on the top of the ticket. And now they have a guy who is a convicted felon 34 times. But yet they're going to nominate him here in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, in a couple of months. I agree with you, John. I mean, back in the days when I was a Republican, this would have never happened. It is no longer the old Republican Party. It's the MAGA Party. It is the MAGA Republican Party, pure and simple, John. Appreciate the call. Thank you so very much. Stay tuned. More phone calls on the other side. 855-752-4842 is the Todd Allbull Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along. Hour 2 here on the big show. Don't forget, we are right in the middle, smack dab, going along in our Civic Media statewide Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest. Now, look, a lot of people, and I get it, they're like, look, Todd, I'm having, you know, my family budget. I like to take a vacation, and I just don't have the funds to do it this summer. I get that. Believe me. And that's why we here at the Todd Allball Show and Civic Media, if nothing else, we're here to help. We're here to be friendly and help you out. And the best way we can do that is to offer you a chance at a free vacation, or as we're calling it, a little staycation, meaning not at home, but here in the state of Wisconsin. So if you would like a chance to win, and get this is a prize. We're gonna give one of these away per hour for the next 2 weeks. A Wisconsin Dells summer prize pack. Now, who doesn't want to go to the Dells and just have some fun in the water and chill out up there? So that's one of the prizes, once an hour. And then once per day, gonna give you a chance to win a pair, two, dose tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers game, club level seats, you understand. And then two people are going to be grand prize winners, and you get a choice of lovely, unique Wisconsin summer staycations, a choice of either Fort Atkinson Cottage on the lake. And it's so big that we're not just going to give you a cottage. We're throwing in a pontoon boat to use as well, or a stay at Harbor Shores in beautiful Lake Geneva, or a stay at the beautiful Ridges Inn and Suites in Door County. A choice of those if you're one of the two grand prize winners. Todd, how can we be eligible? Thank you so very much for asking. Open up your phone, go to the Civic Media app, download it if you haven't already, and then click on one of the stations. It'll pop up. Go to the text icon. You click on that. And then text the word VOTE, V-O-T-E, VOTE. All right. And again, we have a lot of people streaming today with us because of the appearance by Trigvy and Reed and Elise. And that's fantastic. This is your chance to get, I mean, we're not going to give you a plane ticket, you understand, if you're coming from Maryland. But once you get to Wisconsin, you're eligible for these prizes. So even if you're not in Wisconsin, there's no residency requirement here. You're still eligible to win. So download the Civic Media app and go to your favorite station, hit the text icon, and then type in the word VOTE, V-O-T-E, VOTE. And send, of course. You have to hit send, and then you're eligible. And then you're going to get a text back, from what I've been told. And yes, when you get a text back, then you can check your voter registration. And we're not asking what party you're voting for, what candidate. We just want people to participate in democracy, see. And when you check your voter registration, guess what? That counts as a bonus entry. Two for the price of one.
Could win you
any of those. Beat it with a stick.
Any of those prizes. Extra entries for the grand prizes, extra entries for the daily prizes, all that good stuff.
Exactly. So there you go. Text the word VOTE right now, V-O-T-E. On the Civic Media app. Want to play you a cut from our former governor. I'm only sorry we ran out of time when Trigvy was here, because I know how much he enjoys talking about his former Badger Boys state participant, Scott Walker, who went on and somehow found his way into the governor's office. And now, after dividing the state and being thrown out by Tony Evers, which of course was a lot of fun, now Scott Walker is, he's same age as me, mid-50s, late 50s,
And here he is trying to get ready to, he wants to be the head of the Young Republican Federation or something. We're in our mid-50s, for goodness sake, Scott. You know, we're not old, but you can't go in and say you're going to lead teenagers and 20-year-olds when you're our age. So here now, Governor Scott Walker is talking about your last couple of days in an interview. Would he be interested in being Trump's vice president?
This could add some increased pressure on his VP pick. He's indicated that he will make that selection at the RNC here in Milwaukee. Who do you think he should choose?
I'd pick Kim Reynolds. She's arguably the best governor in America right now, our neighbor over in Iowa. She's done a fabulous job. Their economy's humming. They provided freedom to choose for education for every family across their state. They have historic amount of tax cuts, regulatory reform. The unemployment rate is at an all-time low. She would be a great pick, but I don't know she's necessarily going to be on the list. She's one of many. I think Tim Scott, the U.S. Senator from the Carolinas, would do a fabulous job. Right now, if I had to pick, though, I think he's probably going to pick someone like Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota, a successful businessman in his own right, and someone who I think fits the mold of what he did 8 years ago.
I'm curious, if he were to ask you, would you serve?
I think I'd be thinking more about my country and not just about the tickets. So, yeah, if I thought I could add some value, I don't think he is. I think he's looking at these other candidates. But without a doubt, I'd be willing to serve my country in that capacity, because I think now more than ever, we need leaders who are going to step up and put America first.
Oh, without a doubt, I'd be happy to step up and do it. You got Scott Walker. If you ever doubted his lack of respect to the United States Constitution, Scott Walker chomping at the bit to be vice president or the vice presidential candidate to a guy who is now a 34-time convicted felon. Scott Walker, of course, and look, I'm not going to challenge it, but a guy who likes to really put his faith out there constantly, tweeting Bible verses. He was a son of a Baptist minister, if memory serves. A guy who constantly talks about his faith. Okay, that's fine. But you're going to lower yourself and be a hypocrite and embrace one of the most non-Christian in terms of his actions people we've ever had as a candidate, let alone be in the White House proper. You had Franklin Graham, by the way. Franklin Graham, son of former evangelist Billy Graham. Billy Graham was often considered the presidential minister. And now Franklin Graham sending out a letter that was published to Donald Trump after the 34 convictions, saying that Franklin Graham, here it is right here. I'm going to read it to you in part. This is from Franklin Graham. Dear Mr. President, May 31st. I just wanted to write you today and thank you for your courage and not giving up and throwing in the towel. So much of America is shocked by this outcome and deeply concerned about the implications of our nation. I encourage you to ask God for his help and put your trust in him. And he gives the Psalm 23 verse, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and so on. I skip ahead. Quote, my prayers are with you, Melania, your children, and the entire family. I stand with you, Mr. President. May God guide you and direct every step. Sincerely, your friend, Franklin Graham. You have people who have taken a stand for their faith and their religion, like Franklin Graham and Scott Walker, and they are bowing down to a false god, a false prophet. And when I say God, I use that word deliberately. There are videos and photos galore at mega rallies, at Trump rallies, where they've created literally a gold statue of Trump, and they're laying hands on it praying. This is the mega society. And Scott Walker says, oh, sure, I'd be happy to do that. Your phone calls to the other side. It's the All Ball Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Bob Atwell, the University of Wisconsin regent who'd planned to stay on the board, now says he's resigned. Atwell tells WisPolitics his replacement, Tim Nixon, will serve the universities exceptionally well. Governor Evers appointed Nixon last week. Atwell was appointed by then-Governor Scott Walker. Wisconsin ranks 11th in the nation for overall well-being for older adults. That's according to the United Health Foundation's annual report, which is striving to be more comprehensive than past reports.
This report now looks at things like disability status, sexual orientation, and veteran status. So it really gives state policymakers and public health officials an ability to understand where the disparities exist.
Dr. Rhonda Randall is United Healthcare's chief medical officer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has announced a 3-year research project on the deer population in the Northeast region. According to a press release, lower deer harvest reports from hunters over the past year triggered the research project, which seeks to determine if deer densities differ between private and public lands. The data will help researchers better understand the deer population and could affect the way antlerless tags are distributed across the state. Trail cameras will be used to gather the data. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has issued an incidental take notice for a rare plant in Douglas County. According to a press release, the notice comes as a result of major construction work on the new Blatnik Bridge project. The rare plant is the Seaside Crowfoot, which has been confirmed to be present in the area of the project. Officials say they will try to minimize the impact of construction on the plant, and the project is not likely to jeopardize the continued existence of the plant in the area. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The one thing you cannot say about Willem Dafoe is that he's predictable when it comes to choosing his roles. The 68-year-old native Wisconsinite continues to explore offbeat parts by playing an afterlife detective in Tim Burton's Beetlejuice Beetlejuice. Dafoe plays a deceased actor who in real life portrayed a hard-nosed cop. So naturally, in the afterlife, he heads up a heavenly crimes unit as Wolf Jackson. Beetlejuice Beetlejuice hits theaters September 6th. Jerry Seinfeld cannot stay out of the news lately, but at least he admits he's not a real man. What? You heard it right. Seinfeld says he misses the days of the 60s when there was a hierarchy that started with manly men at the top like JFK, Muhammad Ali, and Sean Connery, who, by the way, openly admitted to slapping multiple women. Nice comp, Jer. Seinfeld says he is not a fan of toxic masculinity and admits he never made it to real man status because he became a comedian. Yeah, that's why. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Warm and muggy today, with high temperatures spiking to the low 80s. Showers and thunderstorms spark up this afternoon, with the potential to be strong to severe, continuing to drench us through the evening hours. High winds and hail are possible too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Bridge to Terabithia and the girl who wore Freedom producer David Patterson and Wisconsin Film Festival movie buff Ben Reiser. It's Movie Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Yeah, pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Tuesday, the 4th of June, 2024. Can't believe we're into June already. Coming up on tomorrow's show, the one, the only, Mr. Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio every morning from 6 until 8 across Civic Media, will be our guest, and we'll check in. Luke Mathers is also going to make an appearance at some point this week, so looking forward to nervous anticipation to that.
One of the days that he's available is tomorrow. Maybe we could have Pat appear together.
There you go. It's a Pat and Luke show. A Luke and Pat, Pat and Luke. Very good. Looking forward to that. I hope you'll join us tomorrow. Right now, talking about before the break, former Wisconsin governor and Badger Boy State attendee. And again, I'm only sorry that this breaking news at the top of the show, and it was important, of course, that Attorney General Josh Call of Wisconsin has finally decided to indict some of these people like Jim Troupas on charges here in Kenneth Chesbrough regarding the fake electors. And so we had our friend Matt Flynn on, a great attorney, two-time chair of the state Democratic Party, and we kicked that around for a while, and that was an important thing. I'm glad we did. But it took away from our time to talk about Scott Walker, which Trigby, of course, loves talking about for a couple of reasons. A, he went to Badger Boys State, which is a great organization, by the way, helping young leaders understand state government and the like. But Trigby makes the point that back in high school, while the rest of the guys were kind of, you know, checking out the girls and just having fun at Badger Boys State, Scott Walker was wearing a suit running for president. Even back then. And Trigby also, someone who worked for a time for former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson, reminds us that Tommy Thompson is fond of saying there are two kinds of politicians, those that want to do and those that want to be. And Scott Walker is a guy who just wants to be. It's not about doing anything for the state of Wisconsin. It's about just being. And if you want any more proof of that, last night on the Twitter, or as Craig Ferguson likes to say, Twix, not Twitter, not X, but Twix, Scott Walker on his Twitter put a picture out there of Dr. Anthony Fauci with a red clown nose on it and said, Fauci lied. And I tweeted back and I said, Scott, actually, Dr. Fauci didn't lie, but let's ask folks up in northern Wisconsin about the lies that you told them in terms of, quote, thousands of good-paying jobs, unquote, coming to northern Wisconsin when you pushed through the mining legislation back in the early 2010s. And how virtually none of those jobs happened because none of the companies built, did the mining and created those jobs. And I attached a great article by Wisconsin Watch that proved my point. And the fact is that Scott Walker, what gets under his skin and the reason that he's trying to remain relevant is he knows that for the rest of his natural life, and probably unnatural as well, that Tommy Thompson and former Congressman and House Speaker Paul Ryan will forever have a greater legacy of accomplishment in both the Republican Party and the state of Wisconsin. Doesn't mean you have to agree with those two individuals. I'm just saying if you compare Tommy Thompson, Paul Ryan, and Scott Walker, of the three, which ones actually did things, whether you agree or not, and which one just wanted to be something? Scott Walker just wanted to be someone, and it turned out he turned into nothing. Nothing. Except divide people. And that fact gnaws at him, and it kills him. So, like Walker himself and his ideas, Scott Walker just continues to be small. Small. That's all he is. And so he goes around doing goofy stuff like attacking Dr. Fauci and going on programs and saying, oh yeah, sure, I'll be vice president if Trump wants me. He would love to be vice president. Never going to happen, by the way. But he'd love it. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Sharky down in Racine. Sharky, always a pleasure. Thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hello.
Sharky, you are on the air, my friend. What say you?
God bless you. Thank you very much. What sticks in my mind is the big hunt that Walker was looking for. The big hunt was, where were the visitor logs? Where were the visitor logs? He had a fine Marina Butina walking around. The visitors are not, they're uncounted for. And before he thinks about coming for any office in this area, he should get back on a bus so he could find the hard drives, the visitor logs that were used during the gerrymandering.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of questions about Walker that never got answered. And what I want to do is I would like to go back and dig. There's an article from years ago, I believe it was in The Guardian, and it is a lengthy, I mean, to say it was meaty is vastly underselling it. It was an article which I had to force my way through at times because it got so detailed and so good at reporting. But it details in there during Act 10 and Scott Walker how he and state Republicans forced then Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice David Prosser to run for another term because they needed to keep a Republican or a conservative majority in the state Supreme Court to make sure that Walker didn't get in trouble legally to protect the illegal activities he was doing as governor. And we need to dig that up and rehash this because you have the current iteration of MAGA Republicans attacking Joe Biden for somehow politicizing the court system, the judicial system, which is completely untrue. Again, MAGA Republicans want to say that Joe Biden is controlling the entire judicial system, state, federal, local, but yet also want to tell us that he's not competent. Don't add up, as we say back home. Just does. So you're right, Sharky. There's a lot to unpack here. And, you know, I mean, God forbid Scott Walker would be the vice presidential pick of Trump. But maybe that'd be for the best because we know that he's not doing so well, you know, when he runs in Wisconsin last term, at least. You know, what do you think? Is Sharky there? Sharky is not there. All right. Well, Sharky, we appreciate the call. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. If you would like to weigh in on this topic. A couple of texts. First, Jim from Appleton listening on WGBW, the talk of Green Bay. It says, you know why all the regressives are chomping at the bit to be VP? They are betting that with the orange one's lifestyle, he won't survive 4 years and 8 months. For Walker, it's the only way he can sniff the presidency. Well, that's a good point.
That is.
That's a pretty good point. That thinking, well, maybe Trump won't make it should he get in again physically. He might die of natural causes, and then whoever it is there. So, you know, I mean, that's a take. That's a take. What else we got here? Let's see. KM listening in Nina on WGBD. Try that again, Todd. WGBW in Green Bay. I love the show, and as for an argument attacking Scott's record is on paper, they just take it as, quote, both sides do it, unquote. And continues to be somewhat on the level of whataboutism. I'm not saying stop with it, of course. I just feel like we need some other form of an attack. Well, that's a great point, Cam. And that's what I'm saying. I think it's incumbent on me, on us at the show, dig up. I mean, I'll find it. We'll talk about it here in an episode coming up here in a couple of weeks or so. We'll find the time to talk about it properly. But it was, I want to say, maybe 2013-ish, something like that. And it is a lengthy, lengthy article that details the intricacies of the state Republican Party and how they manipulated then Supreme Court Justice David Prosser, himself a former Republican Speaker of the Assembly, to stay and run again. The poor guy didn't want to run again. His health wasn't that great. I mean, here's a guy, David Prosser, who was always considered kind of a, you know, a meek guy, mild-mannered when he was in the Assembly. And then he gets into the Supreme Court, and the pressure was so high, and he kind of flipped out. He ended up physically attacking, liberal Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley in the chambers by her throat. I mean, I shouldn't laugh at it, but I mean, that's the pressure that David Prosser was, I'm not making an excuse for it, he should have never done it. But I'm just saying the guy just, something flipped. And they forced him against his will, the Republican Party leadership, and you wonder what they had on Prosser to make him do this. He had to run again to maintain a conservative majority to make sure that Scott Walker didn't get in legal trouble. It's a brilliant article written by The Guardian. But that's the kind of stuff, with factual things that people can understand to show this is a long history and a litany of history. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. By the way, don't forget, about 15 minutes left in this hour to play along with the Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Up for grabs, some fabulous prizes. Once an hour, a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. Once a day, a pair on Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats. They're fantastic seats. They're on the third base line between home plate and third base. You can look and see in the Brewers dugout. See all your favorite players, what they're doing between pitches. You can see the beautiful Big News scoreboard. You got your own bathrooms for that section. It's cozy. It's comfortable. It's fantastic. We're giving a pair of those tickets to the Brewers away once a day. And then two grand prize winners have a choice of either a staycation at Fort Atkinson in a cottage in the lake with a pontoon boat, Lake Geneva at Harbor Shores, or Door County at the Ridges Inn and Suites. And how are you eligible, you ask? Simply download the Civic Media app or open it if you have it. Choose a station. Then you'll see a little icon, middle right-hand part of the screen that says text. Text. Hit that. Click that. And it'll open up and text the word vote. V-O-T-E. Vote. Text the word vote right now. You have it until 1 o'clock. Text the word VOTE, V-O-T-E, as in it's time to vote. Text the word VOTE right now in the Civic Media app, and you are eligible. Let's go to the phone lines. Doug, I believe it says in Reedsburg. Doug, thanks for calling in. What's
in Randolph.
Oh, Randolph. I'm sorry. Got to get new glasses, Doug. I apologize. Beautiful Randolph. Doug, you're on for the next minute and a half. What say you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, but I was intertwining between Scott Walker and all the solar panel farms that are going up here in Columbia County right now without any local input, because Scott Walker changed the laws back, I'm pretty sure it was 2010, where he decimated the DNR and then changed the laws where there's no local input at all where all these solar farms are going in. What they're doing is destroying the farmland and destroying other people's property values without any input whatsoever from the local people.
You bring up a great point, Doug, and I appreciate this call. And a couple of things. A, I'm an alternative energy guy. I got no problem with solar. But to your point, Doug, I'm also a local control guy. And this is why for a long time I was a Republican, left the party in 2011. Because of what Doug just pointed out. The fact that if you want someone who is against local control, the most egregious example is Scott Walker. Under Scott Walker's term, to Doug's point, Republican legislature and Scott Walker went in and passed bills and signed into law which usurped local control, not just on solar farms, but also on fracking and mining, and basically made it so that local governments had no vote in whether these great big fracking mines started up, many of them along natural waterways, natural resources. Doug's absolutely right. For the Republican Party in Wisconsin to preach local control is laughable. They threw it out the window during the Walker years. Didn't care at all about local control. Thank you, Doug. Appreciate the phone call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. The final segment next. One more chance to win on the Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show right here across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote.
Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Title Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, news, weather, sports check. And then the Maggie Dawn Show with the award-winning Maggie Dawn every afternoon, 2 until 4, the Maggie Dawn Show right here. Keep it tuned in. She'll be giving you the latest updates and news of the day. I'm sure she'll be weighing in on the big state story. Again, breaking just before we came on the air at noon, Wisconsin's Attorney General Josh Call filing indictments and charges against some of the people involved with the alleged fake voter scam in Wisconsin. Jim Troupas, Kenneth Chesbro, going after the attorneys, Josh Call is. And Matt Flynn, our friend, also an attorney, was on the program earlier. I agree with him. I'm not sure why guys like Ron Johnson weren't put in the pot with him in terms of being charged. I mean, we know from other lawsuits and other reporters that Ron Johnson was essentially a fake voter mule. He was carrying the fake electors to Washington to give to Vice President Mike Pence in order to help overturn and overthrow the election and the U.S. government. But apparently Josh Call going for the low-hanging fruit. Look, I'm glad Call's doing something. I'm glad he's filing something. I'm sure Maggie Dawn will have her view as an attorney herself, along with Brian Kelly, every afternoon, 2 until 4. Don't forget, 8 more minutes or so, the clock is ticking. Tick, 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 tick. On the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. By the way, if we haven't told you, it's a statewide contest.
It sure is, Todd.
Very important, apparently, that we tell you that. So right now, if you want a chance to win the Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack, a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats, or your choice of a beautiful, unique summer staycation at either Fort Atkinson on the lake with a boat, Lake Geneva at the beautiful Harbor Springs or Harbor Shores, or Door County at the Ridges Inn and Suites. Text in right now on the Civic Media app. Text the word VOTE, V-O-T-E, VOTE, V-O-T-E. Text in now on the Civic Media app, about seven minutes or so. And then coming up at 3 o'clock, Maggie will have her own word for you. So another chance to win at 3 o'clock. But text now, VOTE, V-O-T-E, V-O-T-E. Text it now on the Civic Media app. As we said, coming up tomorrow on the show, we have Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio. Listen every morning on the Civic Media app or various stations across Civic Media, 6 until 8, Pat Kreitlow. And also Luke Mathers in for a Wednesday tangent with Lukester. Looking forward to that as well. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We have a call coming in now, as they say. Stand by, listeners. We have a call coming in now. It's a great line. People that know me know it. Star Trek II Wrath of Khan, the original Wrath of Khan with William Shatner, Ricardo Montalban, Leonard Nimoy. There's a great line where Kirk is sending Khan the signal for the Reliant
to lower shields. And Ricardo Montalban says, Admiral Kirk, your time is up. And Kirk looks over his bifocals and says, it's coming through now, Khan. Coming through now on the phone lines from Madison, Brian calling in on WMDX. Brian, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hey, Todd. I was just, I was listening to the one of your callers from Randolph, you know, the farmers and everything out there in Randolph. I grew up myself in the country and moved to Madison, and now I moved back out in the country again. And, the one thing that these guys are kind of, I would say, almost hypocritical about is that these solar farms, yeah, they're a good thing. But the thing is that most of these guys that are talking about land values and farmland, they're growing corn to make ethanol up in that area. There's a huge ethanol plant right there in Randolph, right outside of Randolph. And, you know, what those guys don't understand is, do you really think that it's okay to make ethanol with corn, but you're against solar farms? Aren't you kind of using the land for the same thing?
But let me ask you this, Brian.
There's a lot of fights about that, and it's kind of stupid.
Well, I'm not sure I'll go that far, but I hear what you're saying, Brian. Let me just see. You tell me if I'm right or wrong in this. You have a concern on growing corn for ethanol versus solar. But I think what the caller before you was getting at was it wasn't on that issue. The issue was, should local people in local municipalities have a say on what happens in their community? And what Scott Walker did and the Republicans, I know this because I was working for a Republican at the time, they passed legislation in which Walker signed into law, which usurped like your local county board or your local town board. And so I'm a big believer in most things that government closer to the people is better. And I think that neighbors should have a say on what goes on in their neighborhoods on their property. And so it's not a matter of what it is. It's a matter of under a democratic republic, shouldn't local municipalities have a vote on what happens in their community? And that's what the former caller was getting at.
And I'm sorry if I'm still there. That's understandable. Yep. But also, if you drive around Columbia County, there are signs everywhere, no solar. So, if we want to eventually turn to this, who's going to agree to put up solar? Nobody seems to want it out here. Anywhere. I mean, I'm right in the heart of Columbia County. And, you won't believe the signs around. Almost every other farmer, on every back road, every other farmer, no solar, no solar, no solar. Right. You know, they think that their land needs to be, made for corn. And like I said, 90% of the farmers around here, either shipped out of the state or the county or, out of the United States even, or it's used for ethanol.
I think you're getting, and we're kind of up against the clock, but you bring up another great topic that we should reach into and spend some more time on, and that is land use planning and local control, because Dane County has gone through this before in Madison with development, where you had people, farmers, ag people, who said, I want to keep producing agricultural products, but what I'm being offered by land developers, I'd be insane not to accept that offer. So these are great issues, great discussions, respectful discussions. We always appreciate it. Many thanks to Trigby Olson and Reed Galen of the Lincoln Project, Elise Jordan of MSNBC, NBC, and Morning Joe for being here. Matt Flynn as well at the top of the show, Aaron Zommers, and Chris Giese for a fantastic production. We appreciate it all. And of course, all of you for listening as well. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn. Tell all about say whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in. Don't give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a friend joining us. He is Joe Zepecki, Democratic strategist, friend of ours. Tune in, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 9:10 a.m. Hayward.
We've all felt left out.
And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.